Greetings, this is Andrew, and you are tuned into NPR, National Public Radio, and this is the Amazon Unleashed. It is the first time ever broadcasting live from the jungle. I'm here in the Amazon Basin with Dr. Christopher Gatch. He's an expert on reptiles from the Cincinnati Zoo. Hello, Dr. Gatch.
Hello, all. This is Chris. I will be talking to you throughout the adventure. I will try and do my best to describe as much in detail as possible what I'm seeing and what I'm doing.
Oh my gosh! Did you just see that?
What? What did you see? What just happened?
I think an iguana just jumped into the river.
Alright, well, keep an eye out for more movement, and warn me next time.
Excuse me, Mr. Gatch. But we are still rolling.
An iguana has just jumped out of a tree, roughly 40 to 45 feet in height, into the river we're floating down. We're now going to try and get near where the iguana entered the river. Please hold on a second. Okay, we are now around where the iguana splashed in the river. Look, there it is in the water. Full-grown iguanas are on average 4 to 6 feet in length, with their tails taking up half the total body length. The iguana tail is something very special and species-specific to the iguana. The long, sharp tail whips in the air when threatened, and if caught by a predator, the iguana can break off its tail with no permanent damage to the iguana, so it can get away. Another great defense mechanism is the dewlap flap of skin underneath the chin. The males have this, so when they feel threatened, they can expand the flap to make themselves seem bigger to scare off predators. The iguana has sharp claws and large hands. This allows the iguana to grasp a tree's limb without much effort. Iguanas have great scare tactics too. They have spikes on their back and black stripes to make the iguana seem fierce and intimidating, so predators won't eat them. Also, iguanas have great hearing and vision, hence why they jumped into the river when we were 300 feet away.
So, you're saying that the reason the iguana jumped into the river was because it was scared of us?
Yes, that's right. Iguanas are scared of us because constantly invade their habitats and destroy their resources. This is why deforestation has to stop, otherwise the iguanas will become extinct. This is Chris Gatch, signing out for NPR. Goodbye.